There's late word from Ukraine that Odessa has just come under attack. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley, who's been in Odessa this week. Joe, you okay?
Yeah, Bob, still here. Hello from Odessa. Right now, I can say the city is smiling. It's so full of life. The streets are crowded. And you would, you know, as always is the case, it almost is impossible to believe that just about an hour ago, we came under Russian attack. And this morning, I had a virtual Russian attacks from Russian bots online. For some reason, they chose to, the past 24 hours, really come after me. And then this afternoon, I got to experience an actual Russian attack. I was out for a run in one of the parks here, one of these beautiful parks in Odessa, breathing that salty air from the Black Sea. And there was an air raid alarm, but that happens often enough. And I had slowed down to take a call from a girl in Kyiv. And so now at this point, I was walking. And all of a sudden, you can tell there's a massive explosion. And before you can even adjust and realize what's happening, yet another explosion. And at that, you know, it takes a few seconds to sort of calibrate your mind. And I was near the sea. And so the Russians, you know, they send these missiles from the Crimean Peninsula over the Black Sea. And it's, you know, pretty close. So there's not much notification before they arrive. And, the first thing you kind of do is calculate, in your memory, where is the nearest place to get some kind of shelter? Because I was in a park. And secondly, the whole time I can only see replaying in my mind videos and photos that I had seen from a previous attack when I was not here back in May on Odessa, when the Russians hit a park. And, you know, I could see all the blood and all the trauma and the people that were killed, including people that were sitting on a park bench during that attack. And so that's playing in my mind as I'm trying to think, where's the shelter? And then you start to look at everyone around you and assess the, make sure everyone's okay. And up on the path in front of me, there was a mother. She was kneeling down to cover her kid. And at that moment, as I'm looking at that scene, there's yet another incoming missile. And you see the mother covering her kid. And you just imagine, how terrified it is for everyone. And then I told that mother, because maybe she already knew, but you tried to be helpful and, where the closest shelter was, which I had by then calculated. And as I go into the shelter, there are pianos in the shelter. And you see that it's common in Odessa. In the parks outside, there's pianos everywhere. And people just go up and, play a few notes. It's pretty common. And in the shelter, there were little kids and adults alike. There were two pianos right next to each other. So the kids are banging on the piano and the adults are kind of haphazardly trying to play something to stay calm. And normally that would sound discordant and unpleasant, but compared to the sound of incoming Russian missiles, that sounded actually really powerful and beautiful. The sound of people trying to stay calm and cheerful and in defiance, even during these hellish attacks. And then it seemed there was about four incoming missiles, and then when the all clear sounded, I was able to complete my run. And afterward, I just stood looking at that Black Sea, the beautiful waters of the sea, the port of Odessa, thinking of the scenery I see now, but also all the great history there, but how vulnerable that is to Russian attack from the Crimean Peninsula. And then as I'm walking around after the city, as I said, it felt the city was smiling. There's the vendors selling flowers and ice cream, people walking, young and old, in the park, kids playing on the playground, and you see this this incredible spirit of life carrying on even as these attacks continue.
You said you were hit by a virtual attack. Have the Russians discovered WGN radio, Joe?
I think so. I mean, we've had this happen now and then over the past 2.5 years, but there's a very intense campaign. And so Russians on, for example, on Instagram, I post video versions of these reports on Instagram and Twitter. And we also make videos with our UkrainianFreedomNews.com team about Ukrainian history and what's happening in the war. And in the past 24 hours, there have been attacks from profiles. They're locked, so you can't see who these people are. They claim to be Americans in Ukraine or Ukrainians. And they'll say, oh, this guy, Joe, he's bad. He's really helping the Russians. And sometimes it gets very nasty, but you can't verify who these people are. And so they, because anytime there's any criticism of, say, White House policy, or even as we saw earlier this week, if I simply report that Ukrainians are saying, hey, they feel that Washington does not want them to win, that is a prevailing mood, you get super partisan attacks, but you also get the Russian bots pushing it. And they're trying to say that I'm not a reliable source on Ukraine. But what I do notice is that the Ukrainians who follow me swiftly come to the defense to call out these Russian bots. And so that makes it much easier to withstand those those insults.
Yeah, that's good. Well, if the Russians are listening right now, I'd just like to point out I do have Russian blood, thanks to my mom and dad. I just want them to know that. and also, because you're out running during this war, I have no excuse now. I'm always looking for a reason not to go do my little three-mile run, and I'll go out there today because of you, Joe.
When I was running after the all clear, you run a lot faster because you realize, yeah. You have a lot of adrenaline you got to get rid of. And on the question of Russian blood, I think, what I see here in Ukraine, I mean, there are people with Russian blood throughout Ukraine and Russian relatives. Mm-hmm. What it means to be Ukrainian is to be free. And that's it. And that's really what they stand for. So
freedom. By the way, all of the links to the various sites Joseph mentioned, you can find them at WGNradio.com. Just go to our Surratt Show page and you'll find that. Okay. I hope it's a peaceful weekend. Thanks, Joseph.
Until Monday, run fast. See you, Bob.
Got it.